Construction and restoration projects are in full swing across Rabat as the Moroccan capital prepares to host several matches in the 2030 FIFA Men's World Cup. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Rabat is one of six Moroccan cities selected to stage games in the centennial edition of the tournament, which will be hosted across six countries. This marks the first time Morocco will host World Cup matches, prompting extensive infrastructure upgrades. There are key projects underway, including highway expansions, new hotels and restaurants, and a high-speed rail connection to Marrakech, which will later extend to Agadir after the tournament, said Moroccan economist Mohamed Jodri. The event is expected to generate significant job opportunities, particularly in construction, public works, and tourism, as Morocco positions itself as a key host alongside Spain and Portugal. While Rabat is not traditionally among Morocco's top tourist destinations, the city is preparing to showcase its best to visiting football fans. Nabil Bouessi, a tourism expert and hotel manager, emphasized the need for diverse accommodation options. Rabat must offer a variety of hotels to cater to all types of visitors, including VIP guests. The city's hotel infrastructure is being expanded while maintaining its unique historical and cultural character, he said. Recognized as a UNESCO World Heritage Site, Rabat is also undergoing restoration of its historic landmarks, including ancient ramparts dating back to the 12th century. Meanwhile, South American nations Argentina, Uruguay, and Paraguay will each host one match, paying tribute to the inaugural World Cup final in 1930, where Uruguay defeated Argentina 4-2 at Montevideo's Estadio Centenario. With major investments in infrastructure and heritage preservation, Rabat is determined to leave a lasting impression as it prepares to welcome the world in 2030. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.